I would love to know a little of what Randy Alcorn's life is like now. What goes on in your daily life? What's your life made of at this point?
Well, my days are similar in certain respects and different in others. For instance, later today, I'm meeting with a few pastors in our community that have some issues and concerns in their churches and just want to get my input. A couple of days ago, I spoke at the retirement celebration of a dear friend who's a pastor at my church that I used to be a pastor at, but haven't been since 1990. So it's been a long time since we were in ministry together, but it's still my home church. Myself and a guy named Stu Weber, that some people might recognize his name, started that church back in 1977. And I have a weekly meeting with a couple of my pastors. Now, one as of Sunday is a former pastor, but we get together. And actually, we're starting a study this week of my book, 60 Days of Happiness. And so it's one of the other guys in the group, and this relates to your question of what's going on in my life. Both my wife, Nancy, went to be with the Lord less than 2 years ago. A little over a year and a half. And Paul, this other pastor, who I am going to be meeting with once a week, his wife, Michelle, went home to be with the Lord just a couple of months before Nancy did. And this other pastor who just retired, he and his wife, Paul and his wife, me and my wife, for 30 years have met together for dinner on Thursday nights. Wow. And so now it went, when Michelle died, Paul's wife, it went down to five. And then when Nancy died, it went down to four. So this is kind of a picture into my life and how dramatically things have changed. I had stopped speaking, with one or two exceptions a year, maybe, during the time, 4.5 years that Nancy was battling with cancer. So now my life has changed significantly in that I've gone back to doing more speaking, certainly doing more writing, and some of the things I had to put on the shelf because I was Nancy's primary caregiver, and of course she's more important than anything else. So I have a dog who's a double doodle named Gracie, and she is my daily companion. Some people say it must be sad coming home to a house that's empty, and I say the house is not empty. Gracie is there to greet me eagerly, and you would think I was the most wonderful person that has ever lived. Of course, every dog thinks that about every dog owner. But that's okay. I'll take that any day that I don't ever have to worry about saying the wrong thing with her. somehow I'm still number one in her book. And my wife Nancy used to say, if we would adore God in the way our dogs adore us, the world would be changed.